In just a minute, we're going to play Carl Castle's Lonely Hearts Club. If you'd like to play that game, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, back to the immigration debate for a minute. On Monday, the president said the Star Spangled Banner should be sung only in English. Then reports surfaced that during his own presidential campaigns, the president himself occasionally joined in and sang the song in Spanish himself. No way, said the White House, could not have happened. Why not?
Because his Spanish was not good enough.
Exactly right. For 6 years now, starting at the beginning of the presidential campaign in 2000, we have been told that we have a bilingual president.
But if you don't use it, you lose
it.
That's
true. Anyway, that apparently is, as they used to say, no longer operative. It turns out, all that time, he was just faking speaking Spanish by randomly adding the letter O to the ends of words. Outgoing Press Secretary Scott McClellan said this week, quote, "The president couldn't possibly sing the national anthem in Spanish. He's not that good with his Spanish."
I do love the internet, because as soon as people said it shouldn't be done in Spanish, people found all the other languages it's been translated into, including Tagalog and Morse code.
Exactly.
You can get a recording of the national anthem in Morse code, which is much easier to sing than the actual national anthem.
Well, there's no stopping with this thing. We've got a toddler in the house, and we're trying to introduce him to Spanish in our sort of unpatriotic way. And you know that the Dr. Seuss books now come in with Spanish translations.
Sure.
And you know, Horton Hears a Who in Spanish is kind of freakish.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's a Horton Escucha.
Why do you look at me?
Yeah, I don't know.
Horton would be.
Yeah, but my Spanish is about as good as the president's, but.
Horton Escucha.
Yeah, and Horton Escucha Achien. No, Achien.
I think this is the biggest story
I
of the
should
week.
Probably hit these Dr. Seuss books a little harder than I have, than I have been. I know the Cat in the Hat thing has something to do with the Sombrero.
Charlie, Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards made news this week. He's done everything in his life, but as far as we know, for the first time, he did what?
He fell out of a freaking tree.
Yes, he did.
Thereby confounding those of us who thought he's been out of his tree since 1965.
Exactly. Better yet, it was a coconut tree. The rocker was enjoying a holiday in Fiji. He and fellow Rolling Stoner Ron Wood decided to climb a tree and pick some coconuts. A sudden hunger came upon them. I can't tell you why. Richards was partway up the tree when he suddenly came to realization. First, he's 62 years old. And second, he's Keith Richards. So given that, he did the only thing he could do, which was fall out of the tree onto his head.
He is a hard man to kill,
yeah,
you know?
He is.
No. There were reports that it is not the only thing he did, because there was a New Zealand report that said after he fell out of the tree, he got on a jet ski and then got into a jet ski accident.
And anyway, he's going to be fine. He had some blood drained from his head, and we expect him soon to rejoin the ranks of the walking undead.
And you can buy his blood by the pint at a local liquor store now, which is really
You know, that story, all you had to hear was 62-year-old man falls out of palm tree in Fiji, and you'd think, oh, Keith Richards.